thanks, Mitch and Scott, for the opportunity to talk about these alien insects and their impacts on forests. What you're looking for, well, the way that they get in is mostly through shipments from overseas of wood, you know, raw wood materials, but also wood packing materials. Most of the big shipments of materials coming in, all sorts of commodities, all sorts of cargo, are packed with crates and pallets and all that wood. A lot of that stuff is infested with insects.
What are we looking for here in North Texas? I know you are looking at the entire nation, but I was asking you when we were talking before today about what problems are facing Texas.
Well, I think some of your listeners have probably heard of the soapberry borer. This is a species that's native to Mexico, and it was first found a few years ago. It's actually been found in, I think, about 33 counties, most of the urban areas in Texas at this point. It's, you know, western soapberry is not a widely distributed species, but it is something that's in urban forests and in the woodlands of Texas as well. So that's certainly one. And you mentioned the emerald ash borer. That is one that scares a lot of people. That's throughout, it's first showed up in Michigan. It's been sort of making its way south. It's been found as far west as Missouri, but East Texas has quite a bit of green and white ash and other ash species.
Well, and what's harmful about it? I know it just throws things off completely to have, you know, a species enter a completely different area where it previously it had just not been.
Yeah, well, it's important to understand that it's not just the ecological impacts for these really significant pests. They also can have huge economic impacts. Emerald ash borer, there are some estimates that it could have impacts in the tens of millions, maybe as much as $20 billion. So some of these pests can have really significant impacts. And it's not just on loss of timber in the forest. It's also a big impact in urban areas because it costs a lot of money if a tree, you know, if a homeowner loses a tree in their yard, it costs a lot of money to have that tree taken down, taken away, and then replaced.